fourth parak of Shvi'is, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is discussing when certain malachas were done on Shemitah, do we say that the person did the Isser and finished, or do we say that Chacham gave him a knas, gave him a penalty because he did this Isser? So Sadash and his Kavsa, Tidav and Baitu Shvi'is. I feel that the weeds were taken out of on Shemitah, even though it's also to do that, since it's an only Isser the Rabbonon, a more lenient Isser, Chacham, and it doesn't have a major gain also, because even after you take out the weeds, you still have to plow it. Therefore, Chacham says that if you did the Isser, you did the Isser, you're allowed to use the field in the eighth year of the year after Shemitah. But, Shinitaiva, if it was plowed, which is an Isser Doraisa, it was plowed on Shvi'is, or Shinitaira, or he spread out the manure and fertilized it on Shemitah, which is a major benefit. And therefore, they made a knas, like the Zohar Moshe Shvi'is, they made a knas that he's not allowed to use this field even the year after Shemitah. Sadish in the Taiva, if a field that was plowed on Shemitah, the Shamarim and Oichlan Peyotel B'Shvi'is. Now, the simple understanding of this Mishnah is that he plowed the entire field and things started growing on Shemitah. And the problem with this is that anything that grows on Shemitah, even if you didn't plant it, if it started growing on Shemitah, any vegetable that starts growing on Shemitah is Svichim, which is also Midrabonon. So over here the Mishnah seems to be saying that Beishami says you're not allowed to eat the fruit only because you plow the land, and they still said it is permitted to eat the fruit. And the question is, what happened to the Israel Svichim? So the Rambam seems to learn that the Mishnah is talking about Midaraisa. Midaraisa, Beitil says it's permitted. But Midrabonon, Beitil would admit that it is also because of the Isra of Svichim. Yeah. If there's some way of getting out of Svichim, then it would be permitted, even Midrabbanan calling to Hillel. But generally, anything that grows by itself in a field on Shemitah, if it started growing on Shemitah, it's also Midrabbanan. Bishami says the fruit that is permitted to be eaten, like fruit of a tree that grows in Shemitah's Hefker, but when somebody takes it from Hefker, you shouldn't tell the Baal Abayza, Ayashakoya, I owe you a tov, because it looks like there's some deal between the two of them. They still like him, Eichel Matov Shloi Vatov. They still says that as long as you're taking it from the Hefker, you're allowed to give a Yeshakoyach and a thank you to the one who gave it to you. And surely you're allowed to take it if you don't say anything to the Baal HaBayit. And we're not concerned that it looks like you made a deal between the two of you. That is Beitil's opinion. Beitil Leimim, Chilav Advarim. They say it's the other way around, that the Beitil is the one that answers one to give say the thank you to the Baal HaBayit and feel that he owes the Baal HaBayit to Hakaras HaTov. And Beishamai is Mekil. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, Zumikule Beishamai, Mechumi Beitil is one example where Beishamai is more lenient, they feel is more machna.